What happened to those American businesses that didn't want to move to China? What factory could survive unfair competition? They couldn't. Let's see. Listen to this. While our factories were subject to minimum wage laws and collective bargaining pressures that assured a high standard of living for all blue-collar working Americans, the Chinese factories employed up to 50 workers for the same cost as one United States worker. 50-1! Fair competition. They worked children. They worked 12 to 15 hours a day. They worked Saturday like it was Tuesday. If necessary to destroy the U.S. factory, the Chinese government subsidized its factories to dump goods on the American market at a price lower than Chinese cost. Well, guess what happened to our factories that didn't want to go? They disappeared. While we worship the theory of global free trade, our political leaders abandoned the tried and true successful policy of tariffs. They failed to protect our factories. They failed to protect our workers. They failed to protect our families. They betrayed and abandoned the millions of American workers who paid taxes, who supported small business, and formed the foundation of a prosperous nation. Obama is just the latest and the worst in a long line of free traders who are loved by the big corporations. And now what have we got in America? A growing, unended unemployment. You know the rest of the story. Today, almost everything we buy in the U.S. has a label that says made in China, made in Taiwan, made in Japan, made in India, made in South Korea. America's economic prominence was not lost. It was stolen. We gave it away. I am not the only person who speaks the truth about global free trade. Look on the internet. There are hundreds and thousands of articles, reports, and books that show that global free trade has been a disaster for America. I am the only presidential candidate who's speaking the truth about global free trade. Surprise. I wonder why the other politicians and many economists at major universities support this disastrous experience. I can't tell you what's in their hearts and minds. They'll have to answer for themselves, but I can tell you the facts. The fact is that this experience with global free trade has been tried and has failed. Contrary to what they predicted when it happened, it destroyed our positive trade balance. It destroyed our factories. It destroyed the livelihood of American workers. It wiped out industrial cities, and it rendered our nation dependent on China and other foreign nations for the necessities of life. I come to you today and say, let's change it. I'll be very specific, but there's a catch. You're grown up, so let me give you a grown-up presentation, not some fancy speech. The catch is that for some people and some corporations, global free trade has been a bonanza. Whoa. They're not going to give it up easy. While our nation's in great danger, certain corporations and a small group of people have profited fantastically while America has failed. They have moved their production offshore. You've heard that phrase, haven't you? Offshore. Free of our taxes, free of our wages, free of our regulations. They have made even more profit moving the factories to other countries than they ever made in America. They've used their enormous wealth to finance political campaigns, gain influence over our government so the practice could continue. They have bought our political system. Now stand with me here. They bought it. Washington, D.C. is rigged. Nothing changes. They've been debating 2 months on the debt ceiling. It's horse manure. They need to cut $140 billion a year out of spending. It's not the deficit's the problem, it's spending. We're spending ourselves to oblivion. And they keep talking about Social Security, Medicare, like these are entitlement programs. They're not entitlement programs. You pay for them. By the way, you know how you can get $140 billion in the first year? Cut out all subsidies to ethanol and energy and all unproven energy technology. And close down the Department of Energy. You just saved $141 billion. Goldman Sachs was the largest financial corporate giver 4 years ago at $3.4 million. They lied to Congress about needing bailout money. They said they didn't need it, and they took a quarter of a trillion. Quarter of a trillion. $265 billion. Talk to Congress and Obama into keeping too big to fail in the bank reform bill. Helped hold a fundraiser for Obama on Wall Street last month at $35,000 a ticket. And not one person from Goldman Sachs went to jail in the face of evidence of massive fraud. A political system that's bought. Just look at Obamacare when the big political contributors and the big medical expense causers, tort lawyers, insurance companies, and pharmaceutical companies were protected and not required to compete or be kept in Obamacare. Ridiculous! A political system is bought. People with Washington, D.C. addresses in the last presidential race gave more money to the presidential candidates than 32 states combined. Oh, yeah, it's called PAC money, big check money, special interest money, Wall Street money, lobbyist money, access money, bundle money, I'll give you a job when you retire money. I won't call any names, but you send them to Washington, they stay there. The system is institutionally corrupt, and there's only one candidate who will not sell out to big money and will not be the political servant of the few people of privileged wealth. There's only one candidate who will not accept donations from wealthy special interests and will, when elected, be free to lead and will lead this nation out of its economic depression. Here's how. It's called the Romer Solution. I carefully named it. It's without using tariffs, and it will restore America's industrial prominence. Remember when almost everything you bought was made in America? Didn't you feel proud? Remember when made in America meant something? Aren't you annoyed now when you call a local business and the phone is answered by someone overseas who can only provide limited service, if any at all? My God. Has your family been torn apart and scattered because you or your children or brothers or sisters had to move away to find a decent job or find a place where you can afford to live on reduced income? Elect me president. We shall bring back to America the most productive, efficient, clean and safe factories that the world has ever known, operated by skilled American labor, producing the highest quality goods at affordable prices, with each product proudly proclaiming, made in America. We have to restore our industrial preeminence. I'm in favor of focused protectionism, protecting our American industry from unfair foreign imports is not a radical or untested idea. It worked in this country for 160 years to make America the industrial giant of the world. It's now working for Japan, Germany, China, Taiwan, South Korea, and Malaysia to allow them to rise from poverty to prosperity. We must protect America from this road to ruin. We must not allow our government to be dependent on campaigns financed by special interests who are profiting from our decline. Let me tell you specifically the three things we should do. I would not do a tariff. The trouble with tariffs was the way they got done. They became political and not economic. Congressman would try to protect his district with a special tariff, and he'd either get elected or not elected on that. I wanted something better. I wanted to find a way to protect our industries without using tariffs, to protect them while requiring that they be competitive, to protect them while requiring that they do their very best at the most efficient